This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. Hemp prices pause as harvest continues. The Pan Exchange Hemp Benchmark Analysis report took an unusual turn this month, calling hemp herd for animal bedding the most interesting industrial hemp story of August. That may not sound like an exciting development to a casual observer, but it is one segment of the market where the report indicated there is little supply to spare. In particular, good quality non-cannabinoid hemp herd to be used for bedding and building is in demand, commanding prices around the middle of the month's range. Prices of old crop true hemp were far lower, up only slightly in August and viewed as competitive with alfalfa prices. Animal bedding might not be one of the most attractive end use, the report acknowledges, but demand for it keeps processors working as they develop business plans for other applications of industrial hemp. Industrial hemp has made considerable strides thus far this year, and markets are taking shape for certain byproducts. You can read this story on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Welcome to September 2021. The summer season ends with the Labor Day weekend in the U.S. and people everywhere get back to work as children return to school. Or that was the way it used to be. Who knows today? Maybe you stay at the summer place and have the kids go to school remotely. Or you do the same thing back at home. The world is turned upside down and there are all kinds of new possibilities. I can work from anywhere with an internet connection, a spot for my laptop, and a generous supply of coffee. The American Financial Exchange published a research note on the robustness of the Ameribor Term 30 forward-looking rate in times of market stress. You can read it with a link in today's newsletter. The Wall Street Journal has an interesting story with great graphics titled How the 9/11 Attacks Remade New York City's Financial District. After years of still unfinished construction, Lower Manhattan has become more residential and host to a wider range of industries. On August 31st, 45 years ago in 1976, the big story in the world of futures was about potatoes. In a story republished yesterday by the Lewiston Tribune in Idaho, the headline read, Andra supposes potato plan. The story was about a meeting of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission regarding a proposed Chicago Mercantile Exchange potato contract, which would allow delivery of russet Burbank potatoes from any western or midwestern growing areas. The governor of Idaho, Cecil D. Andrus, was concerned that futures contract would destroy the Idaho potato image and enable other states to ride the coattails of the Idaho potato. CME Chairman Leo Melamed spoke at the meeting in support of the risk management function of futures and what it would mean to U.S. potato farmers. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Later today, we will publish the whole interview JLN did with Option Solutions, the startup advisory firm founded by Bill Brodsky, Michael Brodsky, and Steve Sears. Look for it on johnlothiannews.com. Also later today, we will publish part one of the interview I did with my former employee, Tom Price, for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Itching to reinvent your career, now is the time. Workers not only have more jobs to choose from, they have more bargaining power with employers when deciding where and how those jobs are done. How much are people reevaluating their careers and what do they want out of work these days? The answers to those questions could have a profound impact on the labor market recovery. If workers suddenly change their behavior, such as staying out of the workforce longer or quitting jobs from non-traditional kinds of employment, the rebound might look different than we expect. My comment, been there, done that, but there is always another day to try something new again. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Hot and hungry, New Orleans will be in the dark for days. Still unclear when Entergy can start restoring electricity. Now is really the most dangerous time, Governor Edwards says. Hurricane Ida has passed by, but New Orleans remains powerless. The city has been without electricity since Sunday, and there's no word on when the lights will flicker on. Gasoline is scarce. Most grocery stores are closed. Tap water is iffy, and officials are telling people who fled not to come home. My comment, it is going to feel like 106 degrees in New Orleans today, which is miserable with no electricity and air conditioning. Here is another story from Bloomberg. Forever changed. CEOs are dooming business travel, maybe for good. A Bloomberg survey of 45 large companies in the U.S., Europe, and Asia shows that 84% plan to spend less on travel post-pandemic. Business travel, as we've known, it's a thing of the past, from Pfizer, Michelin, and LG Electronics to HSBC Holdings PLC, Hershey Company, Invesco Limited, and Deutsche Bank AG. Businesses around the world are signaling that innovative new communications tools are making many pre-pandemic trips history. My comment, not good news for the conference business. Somehow I think Las Vegas will still do okay. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Chairman says banning payment for order flow is on the table from Barron's. SEC Chairman says banning payment for order flow is on the table from Barron's. Robinhood is in trouble. Second was former Fed official warns of urgent threat of another financial crisis for MarketWatch, in which Don Cohn, the Fed's former vice chair for financial supervision, said there is an unusually large risk of the unexpected. Nobody expects the unexpected. And third was the top story on Monday. The Wall Street Journal's a retired hedge funder wants $160 million for his 22-acre California compound. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.